It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Wakey, wakey.
Time to get up.
Good morning, citizens.
Up and at them.
Rise and shine.
This is your wake-up call, people.
Come on, the coffee's on.
We're going to get you guys circulating on Christian radio.
I understand young people. I know what's hip. I know what's on. I know what's lit. I know what's fleek.
What's up, my nerd?
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
Rise and shine, nerds.
You're tuned in to the Back Row Morning Show, a Monday through Thursday morning show for LTN Radio and proudly a part of the Love Thy Nerd podcast network. I'm Radio Matt.
And I'm Mo. We are caffeine-fueled and ready to talk your ears off. Our show covers a lot of banter-worthy goofiness inspired by current pop culture as well as focused as a focus topic that spans all four shows for the week.
This week on the show, we're taking a look at rivalries and fan loyalty.
But first, let's celebrate some holidays. Tuesday, January 24th is Belly Laugh Day.
Thanks for the follow, Spade 813. Belly Laugh Day. Get a good
belly laugh.
Good belly. Last week was full of those.
Really?
Going through, like, when we were airing almost every episode, we would have like this hilarious argument or fight or something. But I was laughing so hard last week that my glasses started fogging up and wouldn't stop.
Yeah.
Like, it just kept refogging.
That's fair.
And so I had to take them off for that last episode.
This ridiculous. Is where I get all my belly laughs out at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just looking across the table. You're welcome. Typically, you would have said that to me. I beat you to the punch this time. Ha,
I'll beat you to the punch. Here.
Whatever. That's kind of rude. I'm a woman. You are not supposed to hit me or even joke about it.
I feel
unsafe. In my second home.
I'm just going to take one of these empty water bottles that we have. And you know how you clock people on the head with the top of that thing and how much that hurts? Yeah. It's not technically beating you.
You just
Because it's something kids do.
I'm just going to take this foot right here.
Ugh, get your foot off the screen. Gross. Nasty.
This foot. And I'm just going to, you know. Kick
nasty.
You right where it counts.
What are our other holidays?
You're done having kids, right? Danger
well,
doesn't want anymore.
That would actually save
so
me a lot of trouble from getting a vasectomy.
I'll be happy to help you with that problem. One swift kick. That's all it took.
Just do it, Mo.
Yeah. And it's going to happen today because today is National Just Do It Day. And like Nike, I'll wear my Nikes when I do it. All How's right. that sound?
Oh, that'll be good.
Wham! Mm-hmm.
This is the day that you, this is actually not inspired by Nike. I think this is more inspired by that viral video that Shia LaBeouf put out a few years ago.
How you say it.
I know. Where he's just in front of a green screen going, just do it! Whatever, don't let your dreams be dreams. Just, you know, a whole lot of weird inspirational nonsense. And so that's what that is. Get out and don't let your dreams be dreams. Make them realities.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Nike.
Mm-hmm.
But not Nike.
But not Nike.
It's also National Compliment Day.
I was in a better mood. We should have done this first because then I might have given you one, but no.
That's okay. I don't need your compliments. You can keep your half-hearted compliments to yourself, friend.
Your hair doesn't look like a bird's nest today.
It's also National Peanut Butter Day. I almost said peanut brittle.
Peanut Butter Day?
Peanut butter.
Let me some peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
What's your favorite brand of peanut butter? Go.
I do not have a favorite.
What?
No.
What? Are you not American? How do you not have a favorite peanut butter?
Because it's peanut butter.
Pick any random peanut butter?
I actually
get
pick
any random peanut butter.
I get the store brand peanut butter. How about that? Uh huh. Yeah. Yeah. It's peanut butter.
What on earth?
It's peanut butter. Jeez. There's so many other things to be like snooty about other than peanut butter.
No, yeah, well, why do I have to pick? Why can't I be snooty about everything?
Okay, see, Thray has a much better argument in the chat. Thray, creamy versus chunky. Which one? Which
creamy,
one?
Creamy, all day. Chunky, creamy. Chunky's a good excursion once every year, but like, rest of the year, it's creamy all day.
Listen.
All day.
All day. Are you welcome? Yes, creamy, 100%.
Chunky?
Creamy.
Chunky all the time, picking peanuts out your teeth.
Picking peanuts out your teeth. Listen, if I want to eat chunky peanut butter, I will eat a payday, which I do every day. It's my lunch.
I mean, there's worse lunches.
That's not for that real.
Bad. Yeah.
I get an energy tea from one of the little Herbalife shops that we have here in town and a payday. And that's my lunch every day. Uh-huh.
Gotcha.
Listen, it's actually, my body craves it at this point.
Give me that payday.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's delicious. And
I was watching a clip from another podcast that I don't know what it is. I think it's a food-based podcast with a couple semi-comedians. But anyway, they were talking about candy bars that day. And the guy brought up payday and said, this is the stupidest candy bar on the planet. It's barely candy. It's just full of peanut. Is it all peanut? It's peanut with like some salty caramel in the middle. And he takes a bite of it and he's chewing on it and goes, it's actually really good.
Yeah.
I don't know what's in it, but it slaps. It's really good.
Yep. It's true. I bought a whole bag at Halloween of the mini ones.
Mm-hmm. Those are perfect. Those are the perfect size. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Maybe it's because we're adults. I don't know. But I prefer a payday over most candy bars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I don't even want the chocolate covered one. I just want the standard.
I know. We've already talked about the chocolate covered one. And I like the chocolate covered payday. You said that it just tastes like a Baby Ruth.
Yeah. It tasted a lot more like a Baby Ruth than anything else. Yeah. To me.
I don't know.
Like if I want a Baby Ruth, I'll have a Baby Ruth.
I thought it was way better than a Baby Ruth. But anyway. Hey, guess what? We have one more national holiday to talk about. Mm-hmm. And this kind of a significant one. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's National Matthew Day.
Party.
That's, where's your little sound thing? It needs to be
oh,
like.
Oh, I forgot we even had a sound.
Right?
Mm-hmm. We haven't used it in so long.
Forever.
What do we got on here?
Got some like celebration cheers, like crowd.
Yeah.
There you go. National Matthew Day. And
thank
the crowd
you,
went
everybody.
Wild.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, thanks. Calm down now. Everybody, I'm touched, really. Thank you.
Okay, really, that is enough. All right, yep.
Here's what else I have
speech,
on here.
Speech.
His name is John C.
It doesn't go on long enough.
Okay. We need a speech from our very own Matthew on his national day.
Look, I've worked really hard being a Matthew my whole life. And it sucks because there's always another Matthew in whatever place. So I never get to be called just Matt or Matthew. I always have to have some qualifier. This show is the only place I get to be called Matt. Everywhere else, I'm my last name or I have a nickname, Radio Matt, anything else. Some sort of qualifier has to be added because there's always another Matt there before me. When I worked at Wiener Schnitzel, my first job ever, my manager's name was Matt. And so my very first day, he's like, what's your middle name? Scott. Okay, you're Scott from now on. So I was Scott for 4 years, three years. I never get to be Matthew. So you know what? Maybe this isn't my holiday, okay? Maybe this is every other Matt's holiday, and I just have to wait for Scott's day.
That went downhill really quick. Really quick.
Oh, I'm the only Matt you care about. I'll
but
tell
Matt. But here's
the
thing. I was about to say, like,
I'll tell my CEO that.
This show may be the only place where you can be Matt, but
not even in Love Thy Nerd.
Not even in,
Matt.
Yep.
Yeah, I have to be Radio Matt.
Uh-huh.
Because there's already Matt Prime out there.
Sorry. Even though, like, You were Bubba's first Matt.
I was Bubba's first Matt. But even then he called me Coker. He didn't call me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Matt.
Because we had other Matts in our class, too.
Hey, you want to know something that'll make you feel better? Hmm. Here you go. Hmm. This is like almost a two-parter. Ready?
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, sure.
Number one, I was actually going to be named Matthew if I was a boy.
You told me that, yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a good thing that wasn't a boy. Yeah. Because then you wouldn't have been... This wouldn't have been the only place. I feel like we still probably would have had a show of some sort, but it would have been Matt and Matt.
Some of our paths would have crossed.
Uh-huh. But number two, you're the only Matt that I know. Like,
really? You don't have any other?
I went to school with a couple of Matts. I grew up with a couple Matts or like Matthews. Today. But yeah, I don't even speak to them. Like, they're not even on my Facebook. Hmm. Don't even know who they are. Wasn't ever really close with them. You're legit the only Matt in my life.
That makes me feel good.
Except for Matt Warmbier. But, you know, I don't actually really know him.
Yeah. Even he's the person I talk to the least because we just don't. We work in two different complete areas of LTN.
Yeah.
My first whole year here, I don't think I had a single conversation with just him.
Yeah.
Until like LTN Con a few months ago. And I started it off with an interview, calling him the oldest person on the staff.
Are you allowed to do that?
It was very funny.
And no, Thray, there, I have no students named Matt or Matthew. It's just not a common...
When I was in school, it was wall-to-wall Matts everywhere.
I feel like that's how it was with Megan.
Yeah?
Yes.
See, I don't think I know any other Megans. I'm kidding.
That's a lie.
There's another Megan in the building as we speak.
That's the whole reason that I go by Mo.
Yeah.
That's a whole other argument. Like,
but that was a nickname you chose, right? Like, didn't you choose that?
No.
You didn't choose that?
Kara and Kevin gave me the nickname.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Wow.
They gave me the nickname Mo.
Okay.
Because there was myself.
Yeah.
There was Megan Martinez.
Oh, because Sean and Megan. I forgot we had a third Megan for a while. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then...
Megan Kelly, yeah.
But listen, at first it was really just me. It was really just me. But then Kevin and Kara became close with Sean and Megan. Mm-hmm. And so Kara was like, well, I can't have two Megans. Like, what?
It's confusing.
Yeah. And then Tyler and Megan started coming to the church. So explain to me how the first Megan is the one who had to change her name and become something else.
Well, you accepted it, though.
Yeah, because like I'm a people pleaser.
You started telling people to call you that, even.
Because I wanted Kara to be my friend.
You even got on to me because I wasn't calling you that.
Because everybody else, like, the entire church was calling me Mo.
But if you didn't want it, shouldn't I have been the one that you enjoyed
children,
calling you Megan?
Our friends. You were the only person not calling me Megan. Or not calling me Mo. The only one.
Honestly, the only reason I've started calling you Mo, and I don't know if I've told you this or not, the only reason I decided I was going to start calling you Mo is because it rhymes with show.
Yeah, I know.
That's
I know.
It's all we're like, hey, back row morning show with Matt and Mo. All right, that's much better than Matt and Megan. It rhymes. Let's go for it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I get it. You know, for a little while, like, I think... Some of our friends got a little bit territorial over the whole nickname thing. And Kara and Kevin were the ones who originally said Mo.
Uh-huh.
Kevin was the one who originally said Mo. But I also had another nickname that you might slightly remember. And I feel like this one is a little more telling. It speaks a little bit more to my personality. This is the nickname that really should have taken off, but it didn't. Nobody stuck with it.
What was it?
Moesha. You don't remember?
People called you Moesha?
Oh, yeah.
No, that's terrible. It's awful. I hate it.
Your best friend that I replaced called me Moesha.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sip. That's what he called me. Wow. Moesha.
That's weird.
I am strong, independent black woman. It is very telling of my personality. way more than Mo.
You are the blackest white woman I've ever known.
I'll facts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, Mo
Man,
and I.
Man, that was like the biggest pat on the back ever. It is National Compliment Day, after all.
Dang
Thank
it.
You. Thank you.
Dang
oh,
it.
Yay.
I didn't do any of that. Now, Mo and I are nerds of several flavors, but we're also nerds for several flavors.
Here are 15 new junk food items recently announced or spotted on shelves and menus.
All right, Pepperidge Farm coming out with something new, soft-baked Charleston birthday cake cookies.
Okay, hold on, Matt. You know what you got to do.
What?
Pepperidge Farm.
Pepperidge Farm, soft-baked Charleston
Stop!
Birthday cake
I have to
cookies.
Say it slowly so I know what we're talking about here. Okay, soft-baked.
The brand name Pepperidge Farm.
Shut up. Do you want this segment to be super long or what? I don't understand.
Why are you talking about it? Hurry up. Come on.
Go ahead.
Chewy Chips Ahoy confetti cake chocolate chip cookies. Both the same, essentially, thing, except the Chips Ahoy has chocolate chips in it as well.
Okay, I need to know what Charleston birthday cake.
Charleston, I believe, is just the name of the kind of cookie, because they have, like, a different name for all their cookies,
okay.
You know,
okay.
For Pepperidge Farm. But it looks just like a birthday cake cookie with, I think it's got white chocolate morsels in it. Then we got Fruit Loops Sweetheart Cereal is back. It's just basic Fruit Loops, but they're in shapes of hearts instead
okay.
of circles.
Sure.
This is a weird one. Cheetos Pretzels. So, do you remember the Flip Sides crackers?
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So one half is like a pretzel, yep. The other uh-huh. half is like a buttery cracker. This is similar in the vein that they're shaped like pretzels, and one side is just a straight up pretzel side, but the other side, I think, is just like caked in cheese dust. I don't know how they're pulling it off.
I was going to say, how are they bagged
I really
together?
Don't, yeah, I really don't know. That's going to have to be one that we like pick up and look at.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
New Simply Mixology. So this is like from the Simply Orange
oh, yeah.
brands,
yeah.
you know, that stuff. Simply Mixology juice beverages are out now. The drinks are non-alcoholic and they're available in three flavors, lime margarita, strawberry guava mojito, and peach sour. And they are intended to be served as mocktails, but you can also use them as mixers.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I want to try like all those. Even the peach sour. I might want to give it a shot. Sour peach has got to be better than normal peach. That's all I'm saying. There's a new challenger in the chicken sandwich wars coming in way late. Tyson, the frozen chicken company. They got a frozen chicken breast sandwich on an artisan bun.
Okay.
Doesn't come with pickles, which I think is good. You wouldn't want a frozen pickle. The picture of the sandwich looks amazing, but you know it's not going to look like that when you buy it and microwave it yourself.
There.
Let's see here. The latest product to get a zero sugar version, baked beans. Bush's Best Zero. To be exact.
What?
I mean, I can see it.
Sure.
I can see the need, because those baked beans come pretty, you know, pretty sugary.
Pretty packed in sugar.
Pretty sugary sauce. Pretty sugary liquid, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So zero sugar added. So there are some natural sugars, I guess, in the stuff that they have. But yeah, I'm not a fan of baked beans either. I'm a fan of refried beans.
Oh, I'm a fan of baked beans.
I'm not a fan of baked beans. Mm. I don't know why. Mm. There's even a few like refried beans out there, like brands that have some whole beans in them, like mixed in.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like refried.
I like refried beans.
I have whole beans in there. But I like baked beans. Beans, yeah. Beans. Good for your heart.
Peeps is coming out with a Peeps Pop, which I think we had one last year when we tried all the Peeps, where it's just a stick with five different Peeps on it. And I think last year it was Fruit Loop flavored. And so there were five different Fruit Loop Peeps.
You must have done this with someone else.
No, it was, I remember. We had like three new boxes. And then we had this one weird pop thing. Who else would I do this with, Mo? I don't do taste tests with random people in my life. It's you and me. That's the only couple that does the taste tests that I know of here. Mike and Ike this year instead of Fruit Loops. What happened? I don't remember. I don't care, Oriole. I don't trust you anymore. I don't care. You're always going to agree with Megan, and I get it. Megan, see, you're making me call you Megan now. Thanks a lot.
That was weird. That was super weird.
Anyway.
The rest of the world has started calling me Megan again, but for you to say it, that was strange.
Mike and Ike's, all the different flavor of Mike and Ike's on the Peepop, whatever.
Oriole, I'm going to need you to clip my reaction for when he said Megan.
Bitty Beth, thank you for that subscription. Bitty 7 months Beth. In a row, yo. Woo-hoo. All right, Monster Energy Zero Sugar, which they have a lot of Monster Zero Sugar flavors, but they don't have, like, the original flavor in Zero Sugar. So now they do. And it promises to taste exactly like the original.
I mean, that's what they all say.
That's true.
Yeah.
I will say the Zero Sugar stuff, as opposed to the diet stuff, of all
sure.
drinks, have been much closer to the original.
Absolutely.
There's quite a few, actually, that I've tasted that I'm like, I can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
Some that's a detriment. Like Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar? Mm-hmm. I can't do it. It tastes too sweet, too much like the original to me.
Really?
Yeah. I have that to go back to the chemically.
That was our jam for the longest time.
Yeah. The Zero Sugar Dr. Pepper.
Or was it the Diet Dr. Pepper? What were we always drinking? Like, you and I, all
I was
the time.
Always drinking Diet Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I still am. All the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Despite the fact that the Zero Sugar does taste exactly like the original, in my opinion,
I
can't do it.
So you're right. There is something about the Diet Dr. Pepper that isn't as sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like nauseatingly sweet. Mm-hmm.
It's cloying. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've digressed.
Coffee Mate has a new Pop-Tarts brown sugar cinnamon flavor. Anything diet tastes weird to me. Anything not diet tastes weird to me, Bitty Beth. Now, I remember that as a kid, I remember my teacher. We were on like a field trip somewhere, and I was in, it was the teacher that I inadvertently called fat, that story that I told. Anyway, she was drinking a diet Sprite or something somewhere. I'm like, why do you drink
Because you gave her a complex. Because like, she thought she was fat.
Why do you drink the diet ones? And she goes, well, I like it better. I'm like, I've tried it before. I don't like it. She goes, well, it's the thing about diet sodas. Like, you have to drink it for a little while. But once you do, you get used to it. And then you don't like the regular stuff anymore. And I'm like, I didn't say I didn't believe her. But I'm like, she's full of crap. But she was right. I do not like, I don't like straight sodas anymore.
I do not like straight sodas, my friend.
All right. Fun Sweets cotton candy cups with, so this is the, like that standard, those plastic cups of cotton candy that come out for every holiday, but they have a version now with Warheads Shake-Ons, like little candy bits, sour Warhead candy
that
bits.
You can shake into your cotton candy.
Like, I think it would be weird having, like, little crunchy candy bits in the cotton candy, but I think
really
it would be
good.
Great. Yeah, I think it would taste amazing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm super interested in this.
Russell Stover's come out with an assorted heart-shaped box for their sugar-free candies.
Okay.
Which I think is nice. They're pretty good candies. Have you ever had any of those?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They're actually
they're
very good.
Decent
but to
approximations.
Me, like, this isn't something that needs to be on our list simply because this is something that should have been done from the beginning.
Absolutely. Like, yeah. This should have been a thing long, long before.
Yeah. This is just pointing out the fact that Russell Stover
has been slacking.
Yeah.
They're little, like they have little Snickers ripoffs that are pretty darn good.
All of them are.
The lights are great. Yeah. It's all pretty decent.
Yeah.
I don't like their little toffee crunch things, but
I don't like toffee
that's
crunch
always,
things
that's,
usually
Yeah, that's
anyway,
always like so. the least popular thing in,
yeah.
in any
candy.
Brand. Fruity Pebbles is coming out with their crunched cereals. Fruity Pebble and Cocoa Pebbles. So essentially they're taking the pebbles and making them into giant stars, like big pieces of cereal instead of little flakes of cereal.
Okay.
Yeah.
That
I'm
going to
give those a shot.
Yeah.
UK-based supermarket chain Iceland, which is not affiliated with Iceland, is selling quarter-pound hash brown patties. These suckers are thick. They are thick boys.
Yeah, if they're quarter-pound.
Quarter-pound hash browns. Quarter-pound hash browns.
Right?
I just want y'all, anyone listening who heard that, to go, like, Google that and look it up.
Quarter pound hash brown.
It looks good. Like, that's going to be in America soon. There's just no way it's not going to be. That's America right there. A quarter pound hash brown. Mm-hmm. You're going to see that at Jack in the Box. of all the places, definitely Jack in the Box is going to come out with a quarter pound hash brown. And lastly, Taco Bell is bringing back a fan favorite menu item that lasted less than a week last year. It's their crispy chicken wings coated in queso seasoning. The wings go on sale this Thursday and will last for 2 weeks this time through February 9th.
Chicken wing, hot dog and bologna, chicken and macaroni, chilling with my homies.
Can I tell you why I hate that song?
Yeah, I know why you hate it.
Why?
Because it says chicken wing twice. Chicken wing,
it says chicken
wing,
twice.
Hot dog. Yeah. Yeah, it says chicken twice.
What's chicken and macaroni?
Cheese and macaroni.
That's what it should say.
I know. I agree.
Why not?
We've had this whole conversation.
Yeah. O-M-G. I believe you. I believe you. I believe you. I just don't remember this
you,
one.
Listen, we had this conversation multiple times. Multiple times. I'm going to need you to make a doctor's appointment this week. Please. You need some, like, what is
Maybe
it? Ginkgo?
Maybe less memorable than you think.
No. Whoa. That one is.
On National Compliment Day? How could I?
See? Now you have Thray that's in there backing me up. Oriole and Thray. Go make a doctor's appointment, Matt. You need some help. Your memory is slipping.
All right, Mo. I have a couple would you rather scenarios.
No,
for you.
I don't even care about the would you rathers right now.
We're going to talk them out and see what we both think.
I'm worried about you.
Number one. Why are you throwing things in my head, Mo?
Maybe it'll knock some sense into you. Whatever's dislodged up there, maybe it'll put it back in place.
Oh, man.
Need some help.
All right. Would you rather lose your ability to lie or believe everything you're told?
Lose my ability to lie. 100%.
You want to believe every single thing you're told?
No, I would rather. No, I don't want to believe everything I'm told. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I'm reading it wrong in my head.
Oh, my gosh.
Shut up. This is not the same thing as what just happened there. I just read it wrong.
I need some help.
Okay, we're going to mute your mic. Now it's the Matt Show. Here, I'm gonna just me on the camera. Let's turn her off. We can just turn her completely off.
And let's see how lose real quick
how many viewers we lose.
I mean, in our Twitch.
All right,
see how many that number is gonna drop drastically.
The shows where I've recorded just myself for the radio, always top tier shows.
That's a lie. You clearly want to believe everything
like,
that you're told.
You have a co-host? Why? You don't need a co-host.
You want to believe everything you're told.
Would you rather lose the ability to lie or believe everything you're told? Okay,
lose
so
the ability to lose lie. 100%. The ability to lie.
Yeah, I probably would. I read this wrong when I put it in, so I probably wouldn't even put it in. Yeah, of course. You want to lose the ability to lie.
But then you're going to have those people that are arguing like, yeah, but what about those little white lies that like.
No, I don't.
Do
care.
I look
I don't
pretty
care
today?
About your feelings. No. Nah.
Well, that's the thing. Like.
Do you think you look pretty? That's my question.
I'm just going to be like. If I shrug and nod, then.
How do you feel? How do you feel about how you look?
Or I just pretend like I don't hear you.
Okay.
Completely change the conversation.
Went to a concert last night.
What are we having for dinner tonight?
Oh, hold up real quick. Did I tell you about anything else? And we're going to talk about this long enough that you're going to forget you asked that question.
Right? Exactly.
Oh, sorry. That's my phone. I didn't hear anything. It's in the other room. Uh-huh. I get tuned
just
in to
have
it.
Just
bring down my watch. It's buzzing me. Uh-huh. I got to go get it.
Yeah.
All right. Number two. Would you rather have skin like sandpaper or skin like jelly? And I don't mean like just, you know, flappy fat skin. I mean like
sticky.
I know. I was going to say, well, I already got skin like jelly. Jelly. No, I got skin like jam. I don't even know what that means.
My skin's thick. Thick and seedless.
I like my women like I like my jam, thick and seedless. Well, I'm uncomfortable. Three makes sense. Oh, what is today's show, man? Today's show is just devolving. Anyway, sandpaper or jelly skin, Mo?
No, because now I'm sitting here thinking jelly, jam, or preserves, which would be better.
Preserves makes it sound like you're old. You got old skin.
Well, I mean, but it's preserved. Yes, Thray, I need coffee. I have been saying it.
She wasn't here at the beginning. She didn't hear that.
Mo accidentally
drank all of her coffee too early, and now she hasn't had any for the show.
I need it bad.
Sandpaper. We got sandpaper.
I guess.
From Musical Bible Nerd.
Okay, so here's the thing. I think I'm going to go with sandpaper as well, because it doesn't say that, like, we can't do anything to remedy the skin. So I can lotion up sandpaper skin, but I can't do anything.
I'm not.
To less not, sticky my jelly skin.
No. Could roll around in some breadcrumbs.
Given whole new meaning to being a snack. Total snack. Total snack. Yep.
Oh, golly. Oh, man.
Uh-huh. Yeah. 100%.
I don't know. On peanut butter day, roll around some peanut butter.
Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
That makes it sound dirty. Now I don't like it.
The whole conversation has sounded dirty. What are you talking about?
You took it too far, Mo. That's inappropriate.
From the jam to now. Good grief.
Inappropriate.
You're inappropriate. I'm just here to keep us humble.
I just ate a bag of Vicky's hot chips. It still had more fire than all of your top hits. Maybe you should go and find another outlet. I know you could go to work at Central Market, only in the end zone. With the real hood, call me Indiana Jones. Whip it real good, it's right here at Al Capone. Hide your old hood, I'm just trying to get along with that meditation. Real good.
meditation. With that meditation. That meditation.
Show once again. I'm Radio Matt,
and I'm Mo.
Mo, what's your fun fact for Tuesday?
I don't know. You're gonna have to give me a second while I pull it up, because you done made me angry saying I'm the inappropriate one when the whole world knows the truth.
Last story. Segment, Mo. Move on.
In the United States between 1972 and 1989, Matthew continually held a spot in the top 1,000 girls' names.
I did know that. Yeah. Yeah, isn't that strange to think of?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one.
I mean, that's right in our generation when we were born. I could have very easily still been a Matthew, even though I was a girl.
Like, I do know, I remember there being, when I was younger, more than now, I remember there being a lot of women, like, named Maddie, like M-A-T-T-Y. On like TV, like on the news and stuff like that.
Oh.
Like I remember seeing that going, oh, that's weird. I didn't know there was a girl version of my name. But it's not a girl version of my name. It's just my name. That's just the girl nickname version of my name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now, okay, yeah, that makes a little more sense.
Now it's time for our weird news update.
Here is a real news story that you may not have heard yet.
So you know something is too expensive in America when it's being smuggled into the country from Mexico. I'm not talking about drugs. I'm talking about eggs.
Eggs.
Egg prices are so high that the U.S. Border Patrol is seeing a surge in egg smuggling from Mexico. Up 108%.
Well, yeah. Duh.
With eggs topping $8 a dozen in some cities, the kitchen staple has become a clandestine commodity smuggled across the southern border for shoppers hoping to save on soaring prices. Customs and Border Protection officials told the Post there's been an astounding 108% increase in eggs confiscated at ports of entry in the last 4 months. Customs officers have been seeing rising cases in the last week or so where the eggs were not declared and then discovered during an inspection. The good news is when it happens with eggs as opposed to like other things, the it's just like a $300 fine. Like, it's not a, not going to jail. You're not being deported back.
That's fair.
Anything like that. Just paying a $300 fine. Unless you keep doing it. If you keep doing it, it can go up to like $10,000.
Dang.
The sad thing is, though,
the price of eggs really has increased.
Right. The sad thing is, though, all eggs that are confiscated just get thrown in an incinerator. They don't even like bring them here. We're never going to get good eggs anymore. This is the sucky thing. You know, my wife and I have trying to get back on, you know, get back on keto now for the last few weeks, and eggs have been our main thing. And it's like, gosh, we're paying like $20 a week for eggs here. This is a ridiculous price for what 3 years ago, I remember being able to pick up a dozen for like $1.25.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
You sounded super old just then.
I know. Like when I remember my dad telling me about how he remembered when gasoline went from 25 cents to 50 cents a gallon. And at the time they're like, that's 100% leap.
Right.
This is, will not stand.
Yeah.
And oh, I'm like, stood. I would kill to pay 50 cents a gallon.
Right.
Back in my day, we walked uphill both ways to school in the snow.
No shoes.
No shoes on. We had to, our feet were blackened with the frostbite.
Yeah.
And we liked it.
Tell me more,
we
Grandpa.
Didn't complain.
We here at Love Thy Nerd emphasize intentional community. Join our Facebook group by searching Love Thy Nerd Community. And if you not only like us, but, you know, like us, you should join our Discord server at lovethynerd.com/discord. We've got game lobbies, focused chat channels, spoiler rooms, and a whole bunch of niche nerdiness. Bottom line, we want to hang out with you. Come join us.
Welcome back to the Back Row Morning Show. Once again, I'm Radio Matt.
And I'm Mo.
This week, we are talking rivalries and fan loyalty. Today, we're talking tech. Now, this one's probably going to have a little bit more rivalry aspect to it, like fan loyalty aspect to it, than yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we really just kind of talked about the evolution of video.
True.
And how at different points there were rivalries. But here, we're talking about kind of rivalries that have been lasting for a long time. And first up is PC versus Mac. Now, we're talking about computers. We're talking about computers here. Computers, laptops, things of that nature. We're not going into phones yet. Just PC versus Mac. Where do you stand, Mo? Tell me. Tell us your thoughts. Tell the world.
Okay, here's my real thoughts. I'm truly not a Mac fan. I'm not.
Yeah.
But because I was married to a Mac person for 17 years, that's all that we ever owned. Mm. And so it's what I know at this point. And we talked about it yesterday that I'm just a creature of habit. Mm-hmm. And so I know how to use it. I know, but I don't really love it.
I hate it, but it's the thing I know the best.
Yeah, and so I don't like want to go and relearn.
Yeah. So like I was PC growing up. My family, you know, bought a computer, PC computer, which, you know, was the cheapest, which is fine.
Yeah.
In high school, all the computers that we used, and I had a lot of computer centric courses like journalism and computer, I think web design was a class that I took or something like that. Yeah, I mean, I designed a website for it, but all of them were Mac computers. Everything was Mac based. And so that was my first like foray into Mac. Oh, we also took video journalism. Yeah. Video journalism. Bubba and I took that class together and built, you know, videos on Mac and iFilm and iMovie and then Final Cut Pro, stuff like that. All Mac-based things. So I learned a lot of Mac stuff. Then I bought a ridiculously expensive laptop just before I moved out on my own. So I had all my work income to work with for several months. Bought an expensive laptop, and then I had a PC. And so going off to college, I had those too. and they're completely different operating systems. I did not like how they weren't very compatible, but I couldn't tell you which one I liked more at the time. Moving into like what we're doing now with like Love Thy Nerd and everything, and you know, online gaming, all the like different editing software and stuff that I have here, I think PC takes it by a mile.
Yeah.
Because it was like thinking back to that class above and I took with the video editing. iMovie was pretty easy, but it was also pretty basic. If you moved into anything more intricate, Mac made it so much more difficult to use.
Mm-hmm.
First time I started doing that kind of stuff on a PC, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Like everything just worked so much better and cleaner. I didn't have to click on 8 different things. I really hate the fact that Mac mouses are just one button. There's not, you don't have the extra options.
Yeah.
Things. At least standard. I don't know if you can program stuff in, but like, it's just, I didn't. Yeah. PC is much more versatile with all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And much cheaper.
Yeah.
Like you can get something super expensive, but even the, like, if you're going super expensive PC, which is about the same price as a Mac, you're getting so much more PC than you are with the Mac.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting tons of gigabytes, tons of RAM, tons of everything, as opposed to standard stuff with the Mac for the same price.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I really think it comes down to that much. Also, PC tends to like be much more friendly when it comes to older operating systems. Now, that doesn't matter so much now, but it did just a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like even up to, I want to say 2010, they were still like offering software that worked all the way down to Windows 98. And then after that, it was like Windows XP. And I think now you can go back to Vista still, but like it was a long, like it was over a decade, like almost 2 decades worth of, look, we're still going to have, you know, security updates and things all the way back to that.
Yeah.
While Apple, like a decade is the max. And I remember I had gotten a laptop that would work, had like a PC emulator in it, kind of. So like it could do some things like a PC would. And then they just gave up on that. And they're like, nah, we're done. And so my laptop like lost a whole bunch of functionality after like the 8-year mark. And I'm like, okay, well, guess I'll play some games. Guess I'll put it had a DVD player. That was a big deal for me. Oh, yeah. I guess I'll watch some Fresh Prince.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside.
But now let's move on to the more intense debate. Android versus iPhone. My gosh. Just the fan loyalty alone in this debate.
I'm not loyal.
Is ridiculous.
I just know how to use it. That's the thing. Like, I 100% will say that Android always seems to have the better camera.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how to use it.
Again, one of the main gripes that I have with iPhone is the same thing I have with Mac in general, is that for some reason they don't want to, I mean, I know the reason, but they refuse to play well with others. They're not going to, like, we have formats, MP3, MP4, that are supposed to be used, you know, on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you can open up a whole bunch of PC stuff on a Mac, but Mac has their own formats of other things. They're going to format their music in their own proprietary format, their videos in their own format. And so when you send stuff that you're making, recording or downloading on an iPhone to someone that has an Android, you're getting gobbledygook. Like, it either won't play or it'll play super badly.
What are you getting?
Gobbledygook. And that's exactly what a video looks like.
Gobbledygook.
Greg, my father-in-law, their whole family, household, and then they're also, they have my sister-in-law on their plan. So all of them have iPhones. Deidre and I have Android phones. Anytime they record a video and then try and text it to us, we get this teeny tiny little video that's all super pixelated. Mm-hmm. It looks like a square full of gobbledygook.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, yeah,
I can't see nothing. I can send them a video and it's perfectly viewable and clear and crisp because it's, you know, an MP4. It's something that everything can read, but they won't, they don't even give you the option to do that. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, the only way you can get me a video is send it through Messenger because Facebook will convert it for me and it'll still come out clean. I just don't like that. I don't like how they section themselves off from any other kind of computer. Like,
I agree.
We only, just us. You want to be happy, you come over here. You can get all, you can look at everything. Everything yeah. clearly. You can hear everything clearly.
I can see clearly now. The rain is gone.
And they, I mean, like, I get why they started kind of doing that with iTunes. With iTunes, they wanted everything formulated, not in MP3, but in AAC, I think is what their unit is. They gave you the option of creating a duplicate MP3 version for a while, so you could put it on other MP3 players or move it to a CD or something like that. But, but like, they even stopped doing that mm-hmm. for the end. Like, you know, mm-hmm. I don't like it.
I'm in agreement with you, yeah. honestly. But I've had iPhone since we moved back to the States. Sure. And so it's what I know how to use.
Yeah. So like what you said with the camera, the argument from Apple's side has always been, yeah, okay, we might not be coming out with the newest stuff as fast as Android, but that's because we're taking our time to make sure when we roll it out, it's not going to have any problems.
Yeah, but it's not
what?
Good.
Is it not?
I mean, and it still has problems. Why else do they have 1,000 updates every month? Like, if they didn't have problems, then they wouldn't need updates. I'm just saying.
You know, I haven't ever had iPhone stuff, so I don't know.
I can say I wait until the last minute to do my show prep so that I can make sure that what I put out is good. And here's the thing. Every Saturday morning when we come to record, mm-hmm. I'm still like, oh, shoot, I forgot to do this. It's just something that they say to make them sound really good. It's garbage. It's nonsense is what it is. It's a big fat lie. Yeah.
So Musical Bible Nerd says it depends on what Android you're talking about, which I think you're absolutely right there. That's the problem with the Android side is that they're a little bit too open of a space. So there's a whole bunch of garbage phones, garbage brands
sure.
using the Android software. Samsung, killing it most of the time. A couple years ago, they had a bad year where their phones were exploding in people's pockets. That wasn't a great year for Samsung. Mm. But right now, they're doing really good. And I've had Samsung for the last few generations, and I've enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I had an HTC once, I think. But mostly Samsung. Also, I'm going to break this phone just by the sheer accident of it. We bought these really cool custom phone cases, my wife and I, with our new phones. They are so dang slippery. I have dropped this phone more in 3 months that I've had this than I dropped it the entire, like, 4 years I had my last one. I'm going to have to buy a new case. It's just not going to be worth it to have the fancy special one. Did you ever have a Nokia brick phone?
Yeah.
Those old cell phones?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Those were fun.
I do.
Little snake.
If I could go back to those phones, I probably would.
All right. Let's move on to video game consoles.
Mm-hmm.
The current one, which I think is starting to die out. I think there's a winner is being seen, but the current one for the last several generations of video game consoles is Sony versus Xbox.
Sony, hands down.
Nintendo, like, when they came out with the Wii, they're like, you know what, we're pivoting. We're not gonna try and keep up with Sony and Xbox when it comes to graphics and, you know, their game lineup and all that. We're going to be so different that it'll be natural for you to own a Nintendo and a Sony or an Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
So It was a brilliant move. Wii was the best-selling video game console ever at that point. Did you just spill what was left of your coffee on yourself? See, Mo keeps saying that I'm having the bad day, but...
Because you had a bad day.
So they're out of the running now, but Sony versus Xbox, you say Sony? Mm-hmm. Why do you say that? PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're essentially the winners. And I think that was proven even, like I said, back with PS3. PS3 was far more expensive than the Xbox that came out at the same time, but they still vastly outsold the Xbox. Mm-hmm. And the PS2 was so popular, they released it twice. They released the PS2.
You just have that memory
and then they released the PS2 Slim.
I do remember that.
Yeah. And that sold well, too. Like, yep. People that had a PS2 also bought a PS2 Slim for some reason. Yeah. That was ridiculous. But,
well, you know.
But, yeah, the PS3, that was the one that had the Spider-Man font for some reason on it. Like from the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies, they used the same font to write PlayStation 3 on the...
Did they really? Interesting.
Anybody in the chat, Team Xbox here? Like, I had an Xbox. I've been Nintendo my whole life, and Xbox was my first generation where I'm like, I'm going to try something else.
Yeah.
Because I was not impressed with how the GameCube looked at the time, and at this point, I still kind of feel like I was right. Like, there were a few good things on GameCube, but you could play them all on the Wii. So, like, I didn't miss out. I got those few games for a lot cheaper once I had my Wii and played them there. Oriel says, the only reason I have an Xbox right now is because of Xbox Game Pass. Yeah, I mean, that's a big deal. Thray was Xbox. Kabigan, Xbox with Game Pass. Thray, Xbox console, Game Boy handheld. Game Boy. Yeah. I've had almost every Game Boy through DS. Through
I tell you to stop, like, you need to stop saying that because it makes you sound like the biggest, most spoiled brat.
Oh, I totally was. I was a big spoiled baby when I was a kid because I was the baby child, and I was 10 years after my last brother. So my parents had time to, like, build up all their money again.
And they were like, oh, shoot.
Let's use it on spoiling this last kid of ours.
We're having another.
Look, when you grow up with a mother who's a depressive spender, yeah, you're going to get spoiled because she's going to go out and buy everything for you. And that's what I were trying to keep her to do for my own kids. I have to keep telling my mother, you don't need to buy them a toy every time you see them. You see them 2 or 3 times a week. Stop buying them things.
She's created a habit at this point.
Yeah. Anywho. For me, it started being with the game selection. Halo, Gears of War, only available on Xbox. Yeah. Oriel says, growing up, it was Nintendo or PlayStation. Yeah, so I didn't really think about that, but currently the big deal is the Game Passes. So you have Xbox Game Pass, which is pretty big, and then you have PlayStation's version, which got a revamp last year at some point, which I think made it a lot better for people, but... I don't know if it's got the same popularity, but what I have heard is essentially this might be the last Xbox console that's out now, because they might just be moving to kind of merging into just PC, period.
Merge.
So bringing Xbox Game Pass just to PC, playing still with the Xbox controller. I have an Xbox controller only because I can use it with my PC just fine. That's the only reason I own it.
So I'm really trying to think why I am pro PlayStation. And I think it's because growing up, it seemed as though Xbox was heavy on, like, the shooter games.
Yeah.
Whereas PlayStation was a little more heavy on, like, wasn't Tony Hawk PlayStation?
I think he was on everything.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He's definitely maybe on Nintendo because I played a lot.
Only played him on PlayStation.
But you're saying, like, that the content, you feel like the content was more varied for PlayStation.
Yeah.
While Xbox seemed to be focused heavily on shooters, first-person shooters.
Like war games. And I was, one, not allowed to play war games. And two, I really didn't have an interest in playing shoot 'em up war games. So, yeah.
Rich kids were playing Kingdom Hearts on their PlayStation.
I wasn't a rich kid.
That's funny. I've never played Kingdom Hearts either.
I was Poe.
You're Poe? You were Pomo?
So Poe.
So I guess this kind of all takes us back to the original console wars, which was Nintendo versus Sega.
Sega. Yeah.
That was nice. Uh-huh. Real good. Yeah. So that was like the big, that was the big.
It was.
I remember that rivalry.
I
remember
yeah,
as
I
a
did
kid,
too.
You had to pick a team.
But I also hated that it was a rivalry
yeah.
because I loved Nintendo. Mm-hmm. Everything that you could do on Nintendo. Mm-hmm. But I love Sonic.
Sonic's great.
And it was like, you're making me pick between Sonic and Mario. Like, that's not okay. Why can't they just get along? Why can't they be best buds?
They are now. Now they're going to the Olympics together every 4 years.
But I'm saying, like.
But, like, when I was a kid, I remember we had friends who had a Sega Genesis. And, like, I'd come over and I'm like, oh, man, there's so many buttons on this freaking thing.
Yeah.
But, like, it was fun. But at the end of the day, I'm like, yeah, but I still want to go back to my Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
You know? But my older brother, like I had the one thing that Sega definitely had Nintendo beat on at the early stages was handhelds. Because while Nintendo was still doing the black and green screen Game Boys, Game Gear came out. Which kind of looked like, had the same feel as like the Switch does today. Like it was a long, you know, controller on each side kind of thing with a color screen in the middle where you could play. I played Sonic and Tails on that. And I'm like, that was a really good, my brother brought that home. And at first I'm like, I felt betrayed. I'm like, this is a Nintendo household, sir. But when I played that, I'm like,
back out that door.
I'm like, this is dope. Like it felt really close to the 16-bit stuff that we had on the full screen already. I'm like, this is very impressive stuff.
I don't remember the handhelds growing up.
Yeah.
Like none of my friends had them. I definitely didn't have them.
Really?
Yeah.
None of them.
Yeah.
Oriole says, yeah, you went through batteries in the Game Gear super quickly. Yeah, that's true. It took like at least four AAA batteries, and it lasted you like an hour or two. Like it sucked it up. But no, see, I had the original Game Boy, the big clunky thing with all the peripherals. You know, you could get the screen magnifier and the little light that you could play in the dark because it wasn't backlit. Then I got the pocket one, which was a teeny tiny version. It could fit in your back pocket. Then I skipped the color one. I didn't get the color one. But then I got the, and I didn't get the advanced one either. I didn't get any of the advanced ones. So I skipped both of those generations. So I didn't have every one of them. But I did in college win the last version of the Game Boy ever.
Okay.
And it was the Game Boy Micro. It was this big. It was like slightly bigger than a pack of gum. And a tiny little buttons and a tiny little screen. And it was just playing with it. It was pretty dope.
This is why our generation has terrible eyesight.
Terrible eyesight, yeah.
How'd you know that's what I was going to say?
Because we were the same person.
So. That was creepy. That's the creepiest thing that I think we've ever done.
And then the DS had come out at the same time. I paid a ridiculous amount of money to buy the DS Lite from Japan because it came out months in advance in Japan, and I ordered it, and then I thought, oh no, what if it comes with a Japanese plug, like a thing that doesn't fit in our outlets here? I didn't think about that at all.
Did
until
it?
It was already in the mail. No, came with a normal plug. I don't know, but I was, man, scared about that.
Do
oh
they have
man
different plugs in Japan?
I don't know if they do or not. I know there are different outlets everywhere else. Jim Bim 121 says, not saying long, but does anyone remember the Game Boy camera and printer? Heck yes, I do. Game Boy camera was super fun. Super, super fun.
Yeah, theirs are different than ours. But I'm assuming their plugs would still work because we have the three prong.
Yeah.
They just have two prong.
Oh, okay. So it's still similar. Maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway, Game Boy Printer was a lot of fun. You could take photos of Game Boy camera. You take photos of people, put them in games, put them in little stickers that you could print out. That was really fun. I like that.
Interesting.
Got the DS Lite. DS Lite was really cool. 3DS came out. That was ridiculous. That's the one that gave me bad eyesight. Like, how can it be? What was wrong with you?
My ear is bleeding. Can I have a Kleenex, please?
What? My ear is bleeding.
Yeah, I don't
know. Headphones are intense, apparently.
Yeah.
I've been saying it for years.
My ear hurts. Finally, it said, you know what? Forget this. I'm tired of you putting
Are you wearing earrings?
No.
Why would it just bleed?
Because I'm wearing headphones.
I don't feel like that's enough to make an ear bleed.
No, I don't know.
You right there?
Yeah, I'm.
Everyone's worried about you. Well, Jim Benton's worried about you.
We gonna need to disinfect this. Sorry.
I'll get it disinfected before John uses it, for sure.
Well, then.
That's an interesting...
What the heck?
Interesting turn of events. Anyway...
Sorry.
We were both Team Nintendo.
Yeah.
Who secretly liked Sega. Right? Is that essentially it?
Read Oreo's comment.
Oreo says, I thought she pulled something out of her ear like a magic trick.
I did. Blood.
Ugh. You're one of those gross magicians. Ta-da. Bleed.
Right? And dead.
And dead. Most gone. Well, what a weird way to end this discussion, but that's all for today. Tomorrow, we're going to look at food rivalries. Before we wrap up our Tuesday show, what's a good verse to send us out on today?
The memory verse for Tuesday, January 24th, is Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
That's going to do it for the Back Row Morning Show.
We air our daily morning shows exclusively on LTN Radio, ltnonair.com, every Monday through Thursday at 8 a.m. Eastern with an encore at 10 a.m.
But if you miss a day or just can't catch the show live, you can find the podcast versions every afternoon they air. Searching the Back Row Morning Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all your favorite podcast apps. We'd also love a good review and 5 stars, like, you know, right now, if you don't mind. Like, if you're listening to the podcast... Just unlock your phone, just right where you're at, pull up the app. It's already playing, should already be open somewhere. Just, you know, just real quick, just tap that 5 stars real quick. You don't even have to leave a review if you don't want. I love it. Just even just like, it's great. That'd be great. Yeah. Just please. We're desperate for validation.
Check out lovethynerd.com. It is positively jam-packed with articles, podcasts, and videos that cover a wide range of nerdy topics. And just like any ministry, we are largely supported by those willing to partner with us financially.
I'm actively working to make LTN my full-time job, but in order to do that, I need people who will join my partner team. I have a handful of awesome folks already who help support me in this ministry, and I am extremely grateful and honored for each one of them. And if you would like to join these amazing people, you can visit lovethynerd.com/radiomat or reach out to me directly. Love Thy Nerd is a qualifying 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible.
Go follow us on all the socials at the Back Row LTN. And if you really want to get into the show, even literally, join us at lovethynerd.com/discord and join the Back Row Buds in the Gain Access channel. And watch along when we record live on twitch.tv/lovethynerd.
Once again, I'm Radio Matt.
And I'm Mo.
And if nobody else tells you, we promise it's true.
Jesus loves you, nerd.